Raghun of the Bhajan. One is Raghun of the Sadhan. One was Shastra Bhavdasa. Bhava, Raghun of the Bhajan, and the highest is Swarup City. But this statement is not so clear. Can you explain the three stages of Raghun of the Bhajan?
Bhakti Sadhan. Raganuga Sadhan, and then Bhava Dasa, then Sukhasattva comes in the heart, this is Bhava Dasa, and then it comes Sanskriti. Sanskriti, we know his Sarup, Krishna Sarup, Radha Sarup, and he will sometimes be
Become one with it, identify with it. This is Kalpa. We will be sometimes in that Swarup. Aved. This is Kalpa. How comes then Subhasattva comes from Nitya Siddha?
Sarup Parika. From then it comes and touches the heart of any sadhu. Then it is called Bhava Avastha. And then he is doing sadhan, reading, remembering, doing kirtan, hearing, reading books like this, and tries to come in a way that is Rupa Goswami's book, Sannam Rupa Chaitadi, Sukastanami, Kramina, Rasanama, Nishindiya. Tishan Bhajet, Sadanuragi, Jananugami, Kalam Nayed, Akhilam, Sikshu, Sabi. This is Sadhu. There are so many pastimes written in Srimad Bhagavatam or anywhere here and there. That Nimbarka, Radha Ballabhi and all others like so much, but we don't have. We don't like to serve Krishna with her. This Satyabhama and Rukmini. Then it is not sadhana. So these are sadhana. To remember this log, to pray to Krishna, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, and Rupa and Rupa. These are sadhana. And then how comes? Then he sometimes in Vahya, Antarbhajya, and Antarbhajya.
Swarup City is an impression of Prem or Bhav? Swarup City, is that when Prem comes?
No.
Or is that it's still in Bhav?
Not Prem yet.
So both the Bhava Dasa and Swarup City are both stages of Bhav?
You can tell, but fruit of Bhav Bhakti is Sarup Siddhi means Prem now is coming.
Like the margin of line.
When Sarup Siddhi will come, no a trace of and or a gandha of anartha or no. But in bhavavastha, there may come so many things, but it does not care, but yet coming up. In Sarup Siddhi, now no. Sarup Siddhi is the last stage of bhava. No chain of remembrance. But then, how will come? He will like to stop, but he cannot stop. Like in this stage, we like to stop all worldly desires and thinking. But yet coming, pouring. But at that time, when you want to stop it, they will not stop, they will come and come. This is the lakshana, symptom of how. When how will come, automatically. I have no
realization,
but I am telling something. It may be like that. Like, if you will marry, you will have a son, but no realization. I am telling like. Understand?
But we don't believe that.
You should believe.
I'm not realizing.
Because I have heard that if you will marry, there will be son. This is a fact. So, by hearing, I am telling. Accumulating. That these conditions, these symptoms will come. You can also tell like this.
Maharaj, in the Lalita Pranam Stotra, Rupa Goswami says that she is the abode of the love of Mother Yasoda. Is this the correct translation? How is that?
Part of the Pranapasati. It means that she is loving so much. When she will come, Mother Yasoda will take his head and begin to smell, sing like Krishna. He will do actually what thing he does for Krishna. So, Basating Pasupala Rajya. Then, the abode of Yasodhana's brain just in, and this is because Lalita is so much antaranga sakhi of Radhika. If Lalita is coming, she will know that Radhika is coming. If Lalita is so much glad, you see by his appearance, then he will waste in his mind that anywhere Srimati Radhika is so pleased. And if you see the mouth of glance of Lalita that she is not there, then he will know that Srimati Radhika is not. She is also feeling separation. So everything he will confess of Radhika by approach.
In the same verse it says that she teaches all the other stuff. He's the art of friendship. Is that a correct translation? And can you give an explanation? He teaches the other sakis the art of friendship.
To whom?
To the other sakis. But I think that
those who have learned everything and passed the classes, these classes, they will again come.
What is the
newcomer? And sometimes, if they will do mistake, then they will call. An explanation and things. But you know that in Braja, all are nomina. Nomina, you know? Krishna is also nomina. All the sakis are nomina. They have never seen Krishna, so they are nomina. So, this task to learn is always. Also she teaches Krishna also, Srimati Radhika. So what to tell others?
Just a practical question. Everyone in the Gaudiya Sampradaya shaves their head on Purnima. Is there some special benefit that's achieved by doing it on Purnima? If you do it on another day, you don't get the benefit?
Because if they are saved, the moonlight will come direct. And they will have the full facility of this thing.
Is there another explanation?
You have not said that. Because this should not be luxurious. So sannyasi should be in Bhadravesh only a day in whole. In
once a month.
This is not reluctant. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to have house only in Purnima. And for sannyasi it is a rule to do house on Purnima. But all sannyasis, other you will see other places, they don't. They keep this, do this. Anyhow, you should not be lucky. You should have by that.
If somebody saves on another day, a few days after Purnima, there's not so much benefit?
It is not hard. And you have one day in month. But five should not we follow our parampara. And there is something scientific thing in this. In Purnima, by cutting all these things, a special thing comes. This thing comes that we are following our Gurudev. This is not a perilous thing. So, separate thing comes. Or Prabhupada or Gurudev has done this. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has done this. All other our previous acharyas have done this. Mahaprabhu has done this. So we try to follow all this. If there is any harm, we can have harm. But no harm. There are some things. There are some things that the reason is not known, but from ancient times it is coming. But there is something reason. And for us it is very hard to discover all this. In certain days, in certain months, we should not take vengeful. Why? It has seen that if anyone kept the vengeful that day, so much for himself, germs come. Like, we should do Ekadashi. There are some scientific reasons that our rush, our rogue go up high from Ekadashi to Purnima or Ekadashi to Amavasya. And that is why so high breath comes in sea in this day. Why comes? Why comes? Keep some water in pot and keep it in moonlight. When it is in full, will it be go up and down? But why we see in sea? In river we see? Yes, everywhere it will be seen. But we cannot see. A powerful
microphone
are other things. So these are some reasons that we cannot see. Why Krishna name is so effective? Why? All anas will go away. And Krishna prema will come and all anas. Why? Lust is bad thing, no? But by remembering the lust between gopis and Krishna, lust goes away. Why? So we should check this symptom, that when we are reading any book and lust is increasing, then there is some hole in this, some bad thing in this. And this is in my heart. So this should be given up, then by reading that actual love, affection will come. Otherwise lust will go. So many Babaji and all others, ordinary sadhana also goes down by this. But if she has so, she is so sadhana and has so sadhana, due to this path, by doing so, surely it will come down. And Krishna prema will come. Then it will. Prema will come. Why come? It will come. Krishna is Paramachetan Sarva Shaktiman. And name is same, and Harikatha is same. What Krishna can do, his name and his Harikatha past tense will do the same. So by checking name and by remembering these things, automatically all these things will be done what Krishna does. Understand? So we don't see all these things, we see the almightiness of Krishna. When we chant, when we remember, when we practice by our mouth, by indriya, then lust will come. But when we will serve by remembering, by hearing, having the mood of serving, then it is good. You sense this picture. Any lust comes, will not come. But any ordinary person, they will do, and certainly by lust they will do. They will think all these things, inwardly things and this. But you are thinking Krishna and gopis, and then by our heart you are taking and keeping them.
Fully up.
Then we will see, we'll go down to his lotus feet, her lotus feet. But if any having less person, they will see, and they will see, and they will see, and all these bad things will come. So it depends on the mood, and depends on Krishna and he's seeing and watching that, oh, Krishna is coming so far away. No? See? Oh, Krishna is coming. And he will tell to Rukmanjari by eyes. No? He was asking for a long time that Krishna should come, but he was not coming. At once, suddenly he saw. He heard anything, and oh, there in Kunjis he is coming like this, and Sita, and she is looking in that manner, that way. She has a very black snake, lady snake. And if Krishna will come near us, he will what? He will take that snake and it will live on Krishna. Understand? What? What I told you?
Krishna will become a trap.
From beginning what I was saying.
She has a black lady snake, which is her
braid,
which is so attractive and moving.
When Krishna will come, what she will do? She at once takes that lady snake and throw it upon Krishna. And that
Krishna
will spray the poison in Krishna's heart. And it will never come down. So it is being ready.
Is her braid in the right way to be a snake? A braid in the right
it's
way?
Like this. Like this? Wonderful.
Somebody said that you told the story of Vishnath Chakrabarti or somebody who said that if you offer obeisances to someone while you're chanting Harinam, that is offense to Harinam. There's a story like that?
What I did not
understand. Huh? Yes, like. Is offense to the holy name to.
So you should keep the Harinam and then Panchakalpa Purushasya Sindhu Jai Vata Pasita Nam Pamune Chodhu. You can't do anything. Jai Radhe, Jai Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bandhu. But not with that Malika.
Oh, now it's Malika.
Someone does, taking the Malika in hand and like this. This is it. If a man is chanting Krishna name and remembering past time and serving Radhika and Krishna, and if an ordinary person comes, then what to do? If he lift that Krishna seva, dual seva, and goes there, then it is offensive to Krishna. Because Krishna and Krishna remember him. For them.
Bhagavad is telling, Krishna does not become glad by yoga tapasya, brat, home, swadhyay. Understanding? By fasting, by going to tirtha and doing jnana, yoga, vairagya. By bhakti, he is always satisfied. Here he is telling Krishna to Uddhava that you should mark that what you tell about bhakti. A man is going to have bhakti, yet bhakti has not come, but bhakti is coming and coming in this condition, not coming. Not yet then, but it is to come. By this, Krishna becomes
controlled.
And what will be when bhakti will actually, really be in her? Then what will be? This will be tightened and controlled fully. And what will be when Brajavasi will do anurag to Krishna? Then Krishna will begin not only control, he will begin to serve Gopi by this bhakti. He will try to please Gopi. And what about Radhika and all of them? Krishna will take the lotus dust of Gopi.
In different books it says different things. Can Chandravali also experience Mahabharata? Chandravali and her group, can they experience
all Mahabharata? All gopis can have Mahabharata.
And in Mahabharata there's something called Adirudha.
Yes.
He can experience as much as, no, not as much as Radharani.
Madan and Modan after Adirudha, Modan and Mohan, the class of Adirudha, best class of Adirudha is Modan and Mohan. In meeting, Modan, and in separation, Mohan. Only in Radhika's party. Not in all of them. And Madan only in Radhika. So Mahabhava, up to Mahabhava, Rūha is found in about all gopis, especially in Chandravali also. But Abhirūha is only in Radhika's party. Lalita, Vishakha, Chitra, Champaklata, Vidya, and all of them. And Madan only especially in that, not in Lalita Vishakha, any.
The Manjari is also changed.
It is not found in Manjari, but when they are absorbed in Radhika, Lalita Vishakha, Chitra, then there more comes in that. But these things are not of Manjari. No? As any loha,
iron
is
put into fire.
It burns. But when fire is separated from iron, it cannot burn. So, then what is this manjari? Padatma with them, then it is seen in gopi, but actually it is of Radhika. What notes are of Radhika comes in not for all time. When they are absorbed. Simati is rejecting all the prayers of Krishna. And she is not in mood to. So, what? Prathana to sunne ke liye tayyar nahi. To hear anything. And to recommend anything. Then, Krishna sent Brinda Devi. And told that you should go and apologize in favor of my fault that I have done. Actually, he has done no fault, but he is saying that I have done fault. And then he said, but today Srimati Radhika rejected also Brinda Devi's compromise application. Rejected. Then Krishna tried to Lalita and Vishakha, but they were also fell. He took his bansi, and by bansi he called Radhe Radhe, but he has taken some rui, cotton. He was guessing that it may be that bansi will call me. So from beginning, he had tightened his ear, not to hear anything from Jai. Then at last, Krishna is hankering, and Subal came and thought that his life is about to die. Then he take a shape of gopi and went to Radhika. So, Jatila sa and also Kutila. But they saw that she has Radhika and very near and dear Sati. So they did not objective. So she came there and began to care. Soften Srimati Radhika's heart. And he told in a manner that Subal himself began to weep. But Krishna will not escape. He will leave his body. And he told that in a minute or two I have come, and it may be that he has gone. So if you want to save him, then you should go. So Radhika melted, and so melted. That she began to weep, and at once in the night, when it was Purnima, full moon, she rubbed his body with camphor, and took white dress, and called Brinda Devi. So that two hands, her hands on Ganga Devi. And first going Siddha. Seeing this, he came in Mahabhava. So sometimes, by seeing this, by going nearer to Srimati, he is like Manjari, Sadatma Bhai, and he receives Mahabhava. The Abhas, not full. Then he brings, then when Radhika comes, he has seen, at once struggle. Going to his place, when Krishna comes, waiting there. I will not let you go. At that time, Subal also had come. Subal, Arjun, Lavanga, Madhumangal, they had come. But not all, and not all that.
Does
he
use Manjari? Does
he
use Manjari or does
he have fallen
Rati
and Rupa? Rupa Rupa. Rati Rati.
Does he use Manjari?
What's your name, please? Shanti. Shana? What name? Shana.
Bhumle.
Shanti.
Bhumle.
I will not call you Shanti Devi. Shanti Shanti. So, Srimati calls them with lovely affection, only half name or name which has been Vikrita. Vikrita. Portion of it. Vikrita.
Name, not full.
Not full. Rupa, Rati, Lati. At any time she can only tell them Sakhi, Sakhi. Lati. Any time full name she can tell, but in loving affection. Sakhi, Saheli. In that position we are, according to our ability and yogyata,
adhikar
sangri,
qualification,
we too think and not able to chant Siddha Krishna. So please,
you must be
merciful to me so that I may be. I will chant Krishna in Sutta. If it is going on, then we can pray and sit name, chant and pray. That may I be able to be the next servant of Radhika. May I can have the blessings of Rupmanjari, or Rupa Goswami, or Raghunath Das Goswami, Rati Manjari, or any of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's parikar. Or sometimes, certain men, giving parikrama to Govardhan, Vrindavan, Samyavan, and all other places. Sometimes chanting them and praying Lalitashtakam. Like this, Dhurte Prajanda Kanetam Sushta Bhamna Yakama Pibrajakule Vishwani Jaya Prasat Padavim Anurudhyamana Sabdasta Dhurte Bhatani Nekutar. Oh Lalite, anyone eat that shelter of your lotus feet? And once that I want to serve Radhika in his gun, then you know, in his party, you at once with that thing to that thing. So I always do pranam. Sometimes please. Amartati charayam ki rātu karunaya avatirunaha kalau. Sometimes chanting her name and telling like this to flow. Nenam galadastu dharaya bhajanam gadagadarudhaya gira ulukarni chitam bapun padato namugrahane javishyati. Sometimes we should pray for mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Radhika, Lalita, Ishaka, Chitra, Rukmanjari and all of them. Sometimes, remembering some past times in which we are qualified. According to our level, we can do. Samjha?
उन्होंने ये समझाया कि मुख्य बात यही कि हमें प्रार्थना अधिक करनी है जब हम जाप करते हैं।
हाँ, certainly. And when after prayer our heart being purified, then a chain of the past times of Krishna will come automatically as rainfall. As cinema reels. Automatic, then do accordingly. But when we have senses and they are not coming in our heart, then we should do all this. If we let be heard, then it will come automatic all these things. And we will be able to verify it. Then everything will be so easy. This is wait and try to our less mukhya or achhi tarah se. Then all things will be so easy. I think that there are so many things so easy for you but very hard for others. In India, to only worship Krishna is so hard, living all the demigods, very, very. But for you, it is nothing. There are so many things in you. Krishna is my Lord, I am His servant, Jivara Sarupa and Mr. Krishna Das. Sometimes, Krishna like a baby, myself like a mother, sometimes like a sakha, sometimes no bhav. But now one thing has come in your heart and perhaps it will not be changed. Have you been? No? Huh? What are you? What is telling you?
There has been
change. We want that Krishna should be your son? No.
That would be the wrong goal.
And if Krishna will come in a shape of boy and he will get up in your lap and he will tell that you should be my mother, what is he said? What is it? So, you are so lucky, that this would have come and you are fixed in a thing. It is going in your heart and fixed forever. So you are lucky. But you are not realizing it. That it is gone too hard. So if that thing has come, this is a special thing. Then others will come automatically. They will come. What he wants, everything. But this is main thing. This is also, he likes sand.
So that I have not to bother any.
Yeah.
Only I will speak and they will collect and they will do everything. And then I may tell that, oh, it is all right, you say.
Mm-hmm.
And they should come for you.
Yeah, instead of coming to you for the money for printing,
if money
or
is coming to me, I will also give to them,
mm-hmm.
and they should manage all this.
And Vrinda and her husband also feel that many more people will contribute money if they see that there's a central structure and not just independent people.
So you should make a plan, and then you should be also so
intelligent.
They should also, and ISKCON members are marrying so many things, they can give any what?
Idea.
That it should be made. No other, nothing, anything, and not to Sandeep Karan.